Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, I have, actually the next two episodes, a very special guest. I have with me Reverend Ken Imbugwa from Nairobi. Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you are the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church there in Nairobi. You're also the managing director of Ecclesia Africa, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But we're going to talk about Christianity in Africa, past and present. And as you look over the sort of survey, well, actually, we could begin with Augustine, right? We forget that sometimes.
It's true.
Augustine is African. Mm-hmm. But as you look over the modern missions and we think about that period of Christianity in Africa, there were tons, as you even said yourself, tons of efforts towards missions in the 1800s. You've now got the vantage point of seeing the fruit of that. Mm. What were some of the highlights to you? What stands out from that moment and from the past?
Yeah, being from Kenya and East Africa generally, two efforts especially stick out for me. One is by a group called the Africa Inland Mission. They came in late 1800s, sacrificed greatly. My grandfather actually came to know the Lord through the efforts of the Africa Inland Mission, one of their first converts in a place called Kijabe.
Oh, that's a great story.
And led to a history of his children being a part of God's work of planting churches and being preachers in that very locale.
Wow, what a great legacy.
So AIM, great work in East Africa, and they spread up to other parts of Africa as well. Another group is the Scottish Presbyterians that came in.
We're very fond of the Scottish Presbyterians here in 5 Minutes in Church History, so this is great news.
There you go. As a Baptist, it's useful to acknowledge
the Presbyterians. They do something good every once in a while.
There you go. But I've been very amused by the longevity of the work that they did. In many cases, the first round missionaries came in with the true gospel, and they preached it. Churches were planted, but in many cases, after a short while, either it got watered down or got distorted. It's always a huge task for the missionary to seek to transfer the Second Timothy 2:2, fully handing over
finding that which has those been faithful men to train and steward.
And so it's transferred, and then it keeps on transferring. And in many cases in Africa, you get the sense that the first group of missionaries, once they hand it over, it's as though that group has a little less than what the missionaries had, and as it's handed over, it just keeps being less and less. Mm-hmm. And with the Scottish Presbyterians, it's been amusing to me to hang out with people my grandmother's age. Oftentimes when you attend funerals and they're standing up to give a testimony about the person who has departed, and you hear such a clear understanding of the sovereignty of God. These are old ladies speaking in the mother tongue, but a clear theology of suffering, a clear understanding of the hope that the believer has that lies beyond the grave. And when we look at Africa as a whole, those are the truths that we are so desirous to see being preached and sung and held to by the church. But I really encourage to see that old ladies who came into contact with Scottish Presbyterians holding on to those truths until today.
So the Africa Inland Mission and Scottish Presbyterians. Yes. Well, there's much more to Africa's past, but we also have the present. Yes. So we're going to bring you back next week and finish the conversation. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History. As we finish this week's episode, here's a word from Richard Align. good news from heaven. The day spring from on high has visited this undone world. After a deluge of sin and misery, behold the bow in the cloud. The Lord God has made and established a new covenant. This is the hope of sinners, the riches of saints, the Magna Carta of the City of God.